I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, it's The Rundown, presented by Trippett Insurance. Trippett Insurance at 6462 Stage Road in Bartlett. Depend on your local insurance agent. Trippett Insurance at 901-365-1472. Online at trippettagency.com. The Rundown, with the biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
Memphis Grizzlies, 32-18 they are, return to the court tonight, yes, hosting Portland. First night of a back-to-back that's going to continue Thursday at Cleveland for the Grizzlies. Now, the nuts and bolts of it, that's what I like to give, that's what John hates. But I think you need basic information. This is good basic information. Danny Green's supposed to make his debut tonight. He's listed as questionable, obviously coming back off major knee surgery, been eight and a half months. Desmond Bain, too, this is news, questionable. With the right knee soreness, hopefully you get a chance to see him as well out there tonight. John Conchar also questionable. He's coming out of concussion protocol. Blazers coming off of a four-point victory over Atlanta on Monday night, in which Dame was hot, 42 points. I think it was Simons, too, that hit the big three late for them, 129-125 over Atlanta. We mentioned it, but here it is. Dame's been on a tear of late. He's on a heater, as Jeff Calkins would call it.
Is that what he would call it?
He called it that this morning.
Oh, okay.
And it is a heater.
Yeah.
You tell me if this qualifies as heater. Last four games for Dame, 42, 30, 60, 37.
Yeah. It would.
It's like a locker combination.
Yeah.
That thing, again, 42, 30, 60, 37 are the last four scoring games for Damian Lillard. And, again, coming off 42 against Atlanta. And we talked about it tonight, you know, Dillon Brooks will get that assignment, hopefully, on Dame Lillard. Remember, too, that Memphis won the first game in this series, what, back in November. It was a long time ago now. I think it was early November that Memphis beat Portland in that first one. All eyes certainly will be on Danny Green. There's no question about that. And I think, you know, Mark's probably right. The thing about, you know, a gradual return for Danny Green, and you'd suspect nothing less. I mean, is he ready to go out there and play 25 minutes for you? Probably not. Is that, well, gradual return, you got to get on past the trade deadline with it.
Yeah.
And at this point, I'm with you because you said it tomorrow. It was almost like you stumbled upon it there. You would have already had to probably make your decision because these three games or whatever are not going to make that decision for you on Danny Green and whether or not you're going to involve him in a trade, much like it was with Brooks.
Yeah.
In this case, you could hear the front office saying we view him as our midseason addition, as our trade deadline addition,
I'm going to tell you like I tell my wife. I don't stumble into anything. I'm very calculated in everything I do.
No, I saw the light bulb go off when you said, they've already made the decision when you were talking to Mark. I saw the light bulb, so don't tell me what I didn't see.
I told my wife last night, I said, I'm calculated. Now, you know what she said when I told her that?
What'd she say?
She said, that's very rude. She said, it's rude to be calculated. I said, how is that possibly
calculated
rude?
Calculated in some things.
I mean, I'm calculated, bro.
In many areas, and some not so calculated.
Well, I mean, that's one man's opinion.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, that's one man's. But I'm just saying, like, you think I stumble into these opinions? It's just patently false.
Dude, I saw it when you said it to Giannotto. The light bulb went on because your eyes lit up. They've already made the decision. The pitch, everything went up. All I'm doing is agreeing with it.
That's what I want you to
think. But you're stuck on the fact that I used the word stumbled into it.
Like, I'm rumbling, bubbling. What? He just figured out. Whoop!
Okay. All right. I'll take this one. I could have used another verb than stumbled and
right.
Yes.
So I want.
It was like an epiphany for you. Is that better?
I just need to.
It was a revelation.
I need to keep up this sort of veil, right? that every take we have on the show has been
I apologize.
Put in the oven, it's been cooked, it's been baked, my man, it's been calculated. I'm two steps ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But yeah, I think that is, I mean, based on what we know, it's true. I mean, there's no way that you can say
make a determination.
All right, you got three games. We're going to figure out what we need. I mean, it's ridiculous. That's not the way this thing works. So, and the Grizzlies know today whether or not they're going to make a move. They just do. And I tend to, and we'll talk to Bobby Marks about this at 125. I tend to lean towards Giannotto's side there that they're just, it would be a little bit out of their character to go for OG Anunoby because it would be a big package. It would be a huge package.
Correct.
They avoid those. I mean, the closest thing we've seen to that is the Zaire trade, and that was a disaster. So I don't think you want to go down. You know, their big trades, have not been great. It's not been a disaster because you got Stephen Adams.
I was going to say, I'll take Stephen Adams all day long.
But
ended up being the best thing.
I just don't think this is a front office that is super inclined to do those often. But I could see it. I could talk myself into it. Younger, a little bit more consistent.
He's over two steals a game.
Yeah.
You know where Dylan is? I realize it's
different
parts. A little bit different. And Giannotto made a good point. Dylan on ball probably better than OG on ball, but OG off ball better.
Uh-huh.
He's over two steals a game. Dylan's like at 0.9.
Yeah.
So, like, it's legit defensive numbers that OG puts up.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are different their abilities defensively are different.
And the way they go about it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, because some of the way that Dylan goes about it, let's be real, the Grizzlies feed off of.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, 2 weeks ago, we both came in here and said, you got to keep Dylan.
Well, I know, but I think it's fair to feel this way, especially coming off the month offensively that Dylan has had. You have to ask yourself, too, is this him?
Yeah, it's complicated. It's a little complicated, for sure.
If this is him, does it still fit the same way? But it's not for us to decide, John. I don't think you have to come down on it necessarily, stay one way we get here. You can be, your mind can change. Mine has certainly been affected by what I've seen from Dylan.
The question I
ask myself is it ever going
to
get any better?
Right.
Where it's fitting into that hole, if it's four hole and pecking order, whatever you want to say. I'm talking about offensively. Is it more efficient than it is right now, because it needs to be.
Yep.
This is so you wanted that. Whereas with OG, who listen might be playing more of a third, fourth, pecking order role right now, might not be happy with it. But you could see the fit maybe being a little more comfy on offense.
Yep,
maybe.
Could see it.
But you lose something with DNA.
You do.
And what Dylan's meant to them, probably
I don't know. But you also lose picks.
Big time, and I don't know if it's ready to push the chips in, man.
No.
And to me, that's a push the chips in move, considering you're going to have OG for, another year, at least. Yeah. I know he's got on the contract.
I think OG's a good player. I mean, there's no denying that, but it's like,
don't forget the Norton Hurd tie, too, buddy.
Yeah.
We do have a Memphis tie.
Is he the one?
No.
That's the fundamental question.
I think they've already, I don't know. Depends on what the other teams are offering.
We'll talk to Bobby Marks about it, man.
Yeah.
125. I cannot give you anything else on it.
I don't need anything else from you. Grizzlies are 5.5-point favorites tonight over the Portland Trail Blazers. Tip is at 6, John.
6.
So pregame 5:30 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. You'll get your tip off at 6 with the great Eric Hassel.
See Tracy McGrady. Shane Sharp.
See, you feel a natural tendency to go on a pile on at the end.
Well, you didn't mention that. You didn't mention we get to see T-Mac tonight.
That's Trista Crick's
T-Mac. Trista T-Mac.
How's he doing, by the way? Is he averaging like 10?
If that.
It's a start.
Dame's fun, though. Dame's a fun player to watch in person.
So was your boy Simons. He just hit the big shot against Atlanta.
Yep.
To get him the win. So.
Dynamic backcourt.
Let me try this again. There you go. Grizzlies back on the court tonight, 6 p.m., 5.5-point favorites. You can listen here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Next story.
Tom Brady, couple bits of news in the NFL. Tom Brady is retiring. 21,564 passing yards, 147 passing touchdowns, 3 Super Bowl wins. 30s, 40,018 passing yards, 309 passing touchdowns, 2 Super Bowl wins, 2 NFL MVPs. 40s, 27,000 passing yards, 193 passing touchdowns, 2 Super Bowl wins, 1 NFL MVP. We are talking about 3 different Hall of Fame careers in 3 different decades.
Unheard of.
For the same player.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's not even a full decade, by the way, in the 40s. I mean, it's half of it. So, I mean,
when you add in how much more handsome he is,
yeah,
than that, you know, too, a Peyton Manning,
that too,
it just sets him apart.
And that he got progressively more handsome as time wore on. Now,
not everybody can do that.
That was enhanced.
Stop. If Peyton could, Peyton's got money to enhance.
Well, he didn't care.
If he could.
He don't care.
Yes, he does. He cares about his appearance.
Brady cares.
Did you see the picture of the two of them together in Tom's little walk down memory lane?
Yes.
It's stunning.
It is.
Just how much more handsome he is.
If I was Peyton, I would probably
not just be jealous.
Take a picture with Tom.
I wouldn't want to be anywhere near him.
Like, you're going to have to, like, stitch one, but I'm not taking one with you. Yeah, it's it is remarkable, and I feel very confident in saying that we will never see anything like this ever again.
But we're saying that Patrick Mahomes,
he's not winning seven, and I love him, and I'm betting on him probably this week, next week. But I don't think he's.
Let me ask you this: can Patrick Mahomes win four?
I think he can win
five.
He can win.
No. I'm not done with it. Can he win four or five? And we have the discussion that he was better than Tom. Or is that just a discussion that's based totally on Super Bowl trophies? Don't think you can do that. Because if you talk about everything that Patrick Mahomes brings from a skill set, and he gets to four or five Super Bowls, isn't that a fair discussion at that point? If we're talking about the best who have ever done it?
Yeah,
or is that just, are we closing the door on that conversation because he's won seven and walking off?
That becomes the new LeBron versus Michael Jordan, and LeBron loses that every time because he doesn't have the rings. He does not have the same amount of rings as Mike. I mean, LeBron's, from a production standpoint, going to pass him from a number standpoint.
But you understand that Mike would have averaged 60 in this league, right?
That's what
this new league where you can't touch anybody. You understand that, right?
He would average 60, bro.
You think the only difference between them is the six titles undefeated in the finals?
No, but I'm saying,
man,
that's,
get up out of here. If you watched him, you knew.
That's the main one that people use, is that he doesn't have as many championships as Mike.
But there's such
Mike was 6-0 in the finals.
I hear you. There's such a difference in skill set there. We say that Pat's more like a unicorn than I think. If he got close in terms of Super Bowl,
look, I think they're very similar.
Then
like
we could have that conversation.
My trust level in both of them in their primes to lead a drive to win a game is very similar. I mean, we saw Pat do it with 13 seconds against the Bills last year. We saw him do it against the Bengals last week. You know, I mean, he does it quite a bit. They were down by, I want to say it was 20-10 in the Super Bowl when they came back and won it against the 49ers.
Special teams and penalty helped him last week.
It did. I mean, that's part.
Although that's,
how many times has Brady been helped?
I'm not arguing his greatness.
Brady's been helped
plenty of time.
I mean, have you heard the Tuck rule?
I'm just saying, you would have said Pat just did it all by himself there.
No, I mean, I thought
quite a bit of help
on
actually.
A bum ankle too, though. I mean,
the dude is
I think
he's amazing.
I think it will probably be a Brady versus Mahomes discussion in 10 years.
Okay.
Now, let me give you some more trivia. Only one quarterback, in terms of sample size, right, a real starting quarterback in the history of the NFL. I'm not talking about a guy that started five games, like a real quarterback. Only one was better against the spread than Tom Brady. Any guesses?
Joe
who?
Montana, fool.
That's correct. That's a hell of a guess.
Give me a ding on that one.
That's
maybe
a hell of a guess.
I probably deserve a round of applause.
That's
a
hell of a guess.
John's always in here patting himself on the back. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
Joe
you
Montana covered 61% of the time.
Yep. Bank on him.
Because you got to think, like, he also had inflated numbers like Brady. Brady finished his career at 58%. And he was a staggering, staggering 80% against the spread in games that he was an underdog.
Good grief.
How many games in his career, was he an underdog?
I'm not doing this again. I just got mine. I'm going to live on my rightness.
64.
I was going to say not a ton.
I mean, that's
compared to the career.
Yeah, I think the number is 64. And he went
had a few of those this year.
He went 51-13.
Okay.
He went 51-13. It's crazy. It's crazy that in this dude's career, he was an underdog 64 times.
Well, I know Antonio Brown will have some kind things to say about Tom's career.
He will. We will wait with bated breath on him. The other bit of news in the NFL is that Sean Payton is now the coach of the Denver Broncos. The Saints and the Broncos completed a trade yesterday. I want to say they had to give up another first rounder for him. So they have given up everything to get both Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. But, yeah, like, as a Raider fan, it sucks. It's like, okay, I got to worry about Mahomes. I got to worry about Herbert. Now I got to worry about Sean Payton. Like, what's the point of even showing up for the next 5 years?
First this year and a second-round pick next year.
Yeah. If anybody can get through to Russell Wilson, it is Sean Payton.
Yeah, he'll make him Drew Brees again.
So,
or more like him.
Yeah, that
get
one.
Get it out fast.
That one
quick.
Stung. I mean, you couldn't have gone like to Carolina or
I
something.
I do figure he will fix Russell. He
yes.
will fix him.
Yes.
Yeah. Not good news for you.
We'll talk to Tyler Folger about that, get his thoughts on Tom Brady, Super Bowl, and more. Stick around. Jason and John.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM, ESPN. Tyler Folger is a sports betting host over at ESPN. Catch him on the Daily Wager. We have a game coming up in about a week and a half. He joins now. Tyler, what's good, man? Appreciate the time.
No, I appreciate you guys having me on. Big fan of Memphis, Tennessee. Don't make it down there that often. My dad is from a smaller town, Bolivar, Tennessee, but love going to Memphis for some good food and a good time.
Bolivar, the home of Willie Kemp and
Bolivar,
Wayne Chisholm.
We know Bolivar.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hell yeah! There we go.
Yeah, we're familiar. We're certainly West Tennessee is like Memphis is his own state. But we're familiar with, like, the territories around us. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, much love to Bolivar. All right, man, so a lot to get to on this game. How much as a bettor right now, should you really be paying attention to injuries? And how much is it sort of impacting, you know, the number right now, which we've seen come down from 2.5? It's 1.5 right now. Like, if you're really trying to bet this game, you have Jalen Hurts. Re-injury. I mean, he undeniably did get banged up there at the end of that one. Mahomes re-injured it. Juju Smith-Schuster knee sprain. Mecole Hardman left the game. How much are injuries going to impact your bet, or should they, when it comes to this game?
Well, yeah, I think you should definitely be paying attention to updates. You should already have kind of formed an opinion on what you think is going to happen or how the game or offenses will be effective if, you know, Juju is out, if Mecole is out, if Kadarius Toney is out, or if those guys are in and able to play and it's less than 100%, or they are 100%. You should have already kind of gone through all those as a better scenarios and situations and determine your kind of stance or belief with each of those, and then you just monitor the situation and adjust accordingly as more information comes out. But I think that has to do the injuries to the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes' ankle still not being 100%. I think that's why Philadelphia is favored by 1.5 right now, and this is maybe not a pick'em, a true pick'em. If Mahomes was completely healthy, I think this might be a pick'em, or you may even see the Chiefs favored by that point and a half, since, you know, anything under 3 is kind of no man's land. But we know Mahomes is the ultimate X factor. the best football player, the best quarterback in the National Football League. On the day that Tom Brady retires, I think Patrick Mahomes is my GOAT. I would take him to start a football game of my life, depending on it, over any other quarterback that's ever played in the history of the game, Tom Brady included. But he might not be 100%. We know that was good enough to win the AFC Championship game over a good Cincinnati team. We know Jalen Hurts may not be 100%, but you know they haven't needed him at 100% to absolutely crush the Giants and then absolutely demolish a 49ers team that was wrecked by injury to both quarterbacks. They were basically playing 10 on 11 that entire second half. So I think Philadelphia is the best team, 1 through 53. I think Kansas City, though, has the best football player and the ultimate X factor. So I'm not surprised that it's sitting here, Philadelphia, 1.5. I think it's pretty much going to stay right here. I don't think we're going to get any news or video or anything like that that vastly changes the perception of Mahomes' ankle. We know a high ankle sprain is a 3 to 4, 5, 6 week injury. Yeah. So Mahomes, while he certainly will be healthier, is likely still not going to be quite 100% when we get to Glendale, Arizona, a couple weeks from now.
You're talking to a guy here who had I rode the pendulum with Kansas City all week. I had him +2. I had him +1. I had him -1. I had him money line +125. I had him money line live. So 15 made me a pretty little penny last week.
Nice.
But I do want to follow up what you were just saying with the quality of quarterback, right? Mahomes, we know, and I agree with you in terms of sheer talent. I don't think there's anybody in the league right now that can come close. Maybe Josh Allen, but again, that's a different discussion. How much does it matter who is playing receiver for him? In other words, how replaceable? I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster's fine. You know, Mecole Hardman is a guy. He's a speedster. Kadarius Toney, you know, I don't know what to expect from him on a week-to-week basis. How much does it truly matter who Mahomes is throwing to, especially as long as he's got 87 out there?
Well, there you just said it, and that's what I was going to say. As long as he's got 87, consider it the same way that you considered the Rams last year, as long as Matthew Stafford had Cooper Kupp. And, of course, Patrick Mahomes is vastly superior to Matthew Stafford. But we know once Robert Woods got hurt and then Odell Beckham and Tyler Higbee got hurt in the Super Bowl, that all Matthew Stafford had in the second half of that game was Cooper Kupp. He was throwing to guys like Bryson Hopkins, Kendall Blanton, you know, Van Jefferson was kind of banged up as well, and was also dealing with the imminent birth of a child. So, like, there was really Ben Skoranek, a rookie seventh round converted tight end kind of out of Notre Dame, was the number two wide receiver in the Super Bowl after Odell went down. So the Rams were able to win that game because Matthew Stafford had Cooper Kupp. And as long as Patrick Mahomes, who is objectively superior to Matthew Stafford in every way, has his Cooper Kupp, maybe the greatest tight end to ever play, certainly one of the greatest receiving tight ends to ever play in Travis Kelce, as long as 87 is there, we just saw Patrick Mahomes operate at, you know, an elite level with a banged up ankle against a really good Bengals defense coordinated by Lou Anarumo, maybe the defense that had the most success against Mahomes of any he's played in his entire career. So I think as long as 87 is healthy, and we know he kind of went into the AFC title game banged up, but was able to get the job done. It doesn't matter who the other wide receivers are that orbit around Travis Kelce. Mahomes will get the job done. It could be Marcus Kemp. It could be Kadarius Toney. It could be Juju Smith-Schuster. It could be me and you. It could be my, you know, 6-year-old niece. It doesn't matter. It's Patrick Mahomes in 87. As long as Andy Reid has those two weapons to work with, I have confidence that the Chiefs offense can operate at close to its optimal level, even against a defense as dynamic and elite as the Philadelphia Eagles are.
Tyler, does experience in terms of Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they've been here, Sirianni, Jalen Hurts have not. Does it matter to you in the sense that if you're looking first half on this game and you're wanting to make a play, right, and you're looking at the familiarity with Reed and Mahomes, would you lean a certain way based on that as it pertains to a first half bet?
Yeah, first half, I would actually go the other way. Despite the experience advantage of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, Nick Sirianni and the Eagles have been an absolute wagon in the first half.
Yes, sir.
We saw it in both of these NFC playoff games. They jump out to a big lead, whether they need to do it through the air, whether they get it done on the ground. They get a lead by a score or two and then have all those pass rushers pin their ear back and get after you. And they have used that script basically since week one of this NFL season. They have been one of the most profitable first half teams in the entire NFL. And I think if the Chiefs win this game, it's more likely that Mahomes pulls some magic out of his you-know-what in the second half and completes a comeback. So I would actually bet the Eagles in the first half and ride the trend that they showed us all year long because, one, there's proof of concept.
Yeah.
Two, Nick Sirianni is someone who has added so much win probability and expected value to his team from aggressive fourth down decisions, fourth and shorts, and we saw it in the first quarter of the NFC title game on that play to Devontae Smith. If it's fourth and two, fourth and three inside, you know, the 40-yard lines or in positive territory, he's going to go for it. He's going to keep his foot on the accelerator and try and create that deficit for the other offense. So I actually like the Eagles as the team to play in the first half. And I think if the Chiefs do win this game, the more likely path to that victory is Mahomes pulling out Mahomes' magic in the second half with some adjustments and just, you know, Mahomes' play.
Well, I'm the square here of the two of us between John and myself. He's more the expert. So here's a square guy question special. If I'm looking for a little slick good value on a touchdown score in this game, which way would you lean?
I love that question. I know that's a lot of fun right now for people to find those touchdown scores. And we saw all those first touchdown parlay tickets that were so in vogue throughout the first couple of rounds of the playoffs. But without having, you know, knowledge of who's going to be healthy or not for the Kansas City pass catchers, that's one variable we don't know right now. I think we have more confidence on who's going to be available for Nick Sirianni and the Eagles offense. I do think the Eagles pass game is something that Nick Sirianni will lean into against a slight pass funnel defense in Kansas City. Kansas City gave up a lot of fantasy and real life production to quarterbacks and wide receivers this season, and that was mostly through the air. So I would look at A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, maybe even Dallas Goedert. And if you want to get real crazy and have some real fun with just like a long shot lottery ticket that you can brag to your friends, you cash the and act like you're the smartest person in the world, maybe a Quez Watkins, who's their third wide receiver, probably at 25, 30, 40 to 1. Maybe get real crazy and go with a Kenny Gainwell catching a pass out of the backfield because he's got some work. Zach Pascal, like, those guys are likely not going to catch the first touchdown or catch a touchdown in this game, but I do think Hurts and Sirianni will lean into the advantage they have over Kansas City through the air because A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith will have some really good matchups, especially if L'Jarius Sneed, their top corner, is compromised or unable to go after he got hurt in the AFC title game.
That's right.
Talking to Tyler Foljam here from the Daily Wager, sports betting host over at ESPN. Are people talking enough? Because I anecdotally, it feels, Tyler, to me, like everybody's on Philly. And I get why. They have been dominant. They have been absolutely rolling these teams. Now, they took advantage. They took advantage of a San Francisco team that couldn't throw, and they took advantage of a Giants team that, you know, was super happy to be there. But are people talking and thinking enough about the game-planning advantage and the scheming advantage that Andy Reid and, honestly, Steve Spagnuolo are going to have over this Eagles team that has never been here before? Is that being talked about enough?
I'm not sure if it is, but I'm not sure that there is a significant advantage. I mean, Nick Sirianni's done a phenomenal job. Jonathan Gannon's done a phenomenal job with that defense. They've sacked the quarterback more than any team in the history of the NFL, regular season and playoffs included. And like I said before, Sirianni, Reed is not someone who is conservative by any stretch of the imagination, but Nick Sirianni has been one of the best head coaches in terms of properly evaluating how to be aggressive with fourth down calls, when to go for it, when to go for two-point conversions in terms of the score. He has made more correct decisions by the math than almost any other coach in the NFL this season. It added to him, we ran a stat that he has added the second most EPA per play, or EPA expected points added this season for a head coach with fourth down decisions in the entire NFL. He is actively helping his team win games with these decisions. So I think it's kind of an even coaching match. Despite the massive experience advantage for Spags and Andy Reid, there's nothing that Jonathan Gannon, Nick Sirianni, and that staff have done this year that makes me think they're going to stray from the formula that has had them consistently making positive EV decisions versus their opponents week in and week out. So I don't know if it's getting that narrative is getting run, but I'm not sure it's one I would agree with. People were talking about it.
And then last thing, Tyler, away from the big game, Denver Broncos have traded and brought in Sean Payton as their new head coach. How much does he change how you view him? How much does, you know, you put Sean Payton with Russell Wilson, how much does it change what we're saying about Denver next year and what they can accomplish, what they can do?
That's a really good question, because Sean Payton is known as one of the great QB whisperers in the National Football League. And if any quarterback from 2022 needs a makeover or a rebrand, it's Russell Wilson after the dreadful first year he had in Denver. So that is hard to handicap. Like, I trust Sean Payton. I'm also someone who believes that Russell Wilson's equity that he's built up throughout the years hasn't necessarily run out. I wonder if this was just kind of a confluence of the worst case scenario happening in one season for Russell Wilson. I'm not sure he's really as bad in real life as he was this year. So if Sean Payton is able to, you know, lift that floor and ceiling back up, if they're able to have some better luck with injuries and that type of thing, I think they can be dangerous, but that's a really hard handicap right now, sitting here in February, basically, before we get to the fall of 2023, because Russell does have to answer a lot of questions. I tend to lean to the fact that Denver almost certainly will be better next year than they were this year, but how much better? Will they be just a couple of wins better and still be, you know, around a 500 team that doesn't make the playoffs? Or will they be a legit wild card or division challenger against Kansas City in that AFC West? I'm still kind of waiting to see, but man, that I was surprised to see Payton go to Denver, to be completely honest with you. I thought he would, maybe wait for Mike McCarthy to be out in Dallas or go to another spot where there is a more established younger quarterback to work with. So I was surprised to see that, but he must have belief that Russ isn't cooked and that he can win there.
Hey, Tyler, man, appreciate the time.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thanks, brother.
Absolutely. Make sure all your listeners watch Daily Wager Monday through Friday, ESPN2, 6 Eastern, 5 Central. And we will have a Super Bowl special show on Super Bowl Sunday for the big game, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m., I should say, Central Time on Super Bowl Sunday on ESPN2. So make sure you watch me and my crew.
Sounds good.
We'll be locked in, brother. Thank you.
He is Tyler Folger, sports betting host. Catch him on the Daily Wager there. I'm as you work through sort of these rosters and these staffs, you know, you're all right, who would you give the advantage to at quarterback? Who would you give the advantage to at running back? Who would you give, you know, I would, and you know how much I love Nick Sirianni, but bro, Andy Reid gets the edge over Nick Sirianni.
All day.
I mean, I give the Eagles credit for the roster that they've put together, and I think Sirianni has maximized it, you know, as the coach, and I think he's put Jalen Hurts in a position to be successful, but goodness gracious, he's got the best offensive line in football.
Well, this is why I argued with you that he didn't need to be on your Coach of the Year ballot, or higher than any of the ones that were on there.
And I do. I think when you're talking, I think you can try to downplay it all you want. The Super Bowl is not the NFC Championship game, man. You know, it exists as its own standalone entity. It is the biggest thing in America. It stops American society.
You're saying
in its tracks.
Sirianni ain't ready. Is that
well,
what
I'm saying that Andy Reid knows and Patrick Mahomes knows and all these guys know what it takes.
I think there's an advantage there.
And look, it may not be an advantage in the third quarter. It may not be an advantage, you know, in a decisive drive.
But you're buying that it could be early on, huh?
I just think it is. I think it is.
Tyler did not.
I mean, I thought we saw.
He's all feeling.
I thought we saw Jalen Hurts feel a little bit of nerves in the NFC Championship game. You know, I thought we saw that a little bit. He overthrew A.J. Brown and a couple there. I mean, you know, these are small things in a professional football game, but I do think, yes, there are going to be. Mahomes is not going to be feeling this. This is his third trip in the last, what,
4 years?
4 years?
Yeah.
I mean, he is not going to be intimidated by this. He's played in five straight championship games and three of the last four Super Bowls. So he is built for this. And I'm not saying the Eagles can't win it. I mean, they're favored. But I just feel like that's understated a little bit, the experience factor. And everybody up and down this roster, Kelsey, you know, Chris Jones, like these guys have been here before, my man. Anyway, it's going to be a great game. I'm excited about it. We'll come back. Bobby Marks is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him. about the NBA trade deadline, the Grizzlies. Should they do anything? Is you is or is you ain't?
OG.
OG, to be or not to be? That is the question. Shakespeare.
I'm aware.
Shakespeare, ladies and gentlemen. Jason and John, 90.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Guests appear on the Superbook Sports phone line. Superbook Sports. Download the Superbook Sports Tennessee app today. With Jason and John, live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The final drive for the championship is here. There's no better place to wager on the football title tilt than Superbook Sports. Superbook features the best menu of prop bets in the business. Plus, you can check out their special odds boosts and promotions at superbook.com. They got three decades of odds-making experience. You're going to find the best number and the best odds at Superbook. No better place to do it than Superbook Sports. Win some money as one lucky team wins a championship. Download the Superbook Sports app today. Visit superbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. We're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM ESPN. Hey, I saw some, a little bit of pop culture news today that Beyonce has announced her Renaissance World Tour.
Please.
And it will be making a stop in Memphis on February 31st of 2024.
All right.
Catch her at Liberty Park on February 30th, 2025. Was the date there for Beyonce? She's gonna reopen the new renovations for the for Simmons Bank.
No, that's not true.
Liberty Stadium. But again,
tell me more about this real date.
Mark it down, February the 30th. As when she will be here in Memphis. No, there is no Memphis stop, folks. She said, y'all. And I don't blame her. Our concert situation right now is a mess. We already lost Future. Future says
what
he
happened
coming
to that?
Out.
I saw the news today from FedEx Forum.
Well, again, people don't want to do concerts here.
They said beyond their control.
Yeah.
FedEx Forum did.
So, Beyonce has a world tour, man. You know Beyonce Knowles? You're familiar with her work?
Yeah.
We
need to update
one third
song.
Of Destiny's Child.
Get 2023, play Cuff It, clean version.
This definitely was, Brad dug pretty
cuff
deep.
Got to go Cuff It, BC, but
Brad,
clean
Brad
version.
Brad dug pretty deep. But I respect the choice. I mean, this is, again, Beyonce very different than this when this song was released.
I think
released.
We need to revisit our Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
As correctly pronounced, that comparison to the Miami Big Three, because I have new information about Riri's career, and she can't be botched. She has to go higher up in the chain.
Well, I'll be honest with you.
I think we're gonna bump Taylor down.
The fact that you are coming back 2 weeks
later. Well, we need to.
To do this.
We need to address it.
Is completely ice bollocks for you to do this.
It's what?
It's ice bollocks.
What is that?
Man, just look the term up, man.
I'm not gonna look it up. Bollocks.
Yeah.
That's some foreign term.
Well, it's ice bollocks in terms of the theme of the day because it's icy outside.
It was a wrong. You were wrong to make her Bosch, to make Rihanna Bosch.
That might be right.
She's Dwayne.
That might be fair.
And she may be Braun.
Well, yeah, Dwayne Wade is part owner of the Jazz now. So if we're going from
But what's clear is that Swifty is more Bosch.
Yeah.
Riri. Yeah, gotta push her up. Her net worth pushes her way up.
I would need to really look at this.
Back to the point, though. There's only one Queen Bee.
Now, Beyonce is...
This song's got them dancing all the way in Africa, y'all.
Beyonce is kicking her her tour off in Sweden. She was not coming to America until much later in the tour. She will be in Cardiff, as you know, the United Kingdom. We have many listeners that are from the United Kingdom. Sunderland, Edinburgh. They're at BT Murrayfield Stadium. London, Barcelona, Amsterdam, Hamburg, Germany.
Had fun.
Did you know that Germany's abbreviation is DE?
In another life, I did.
Yeah. She opens her second date in America is actually in Nashville. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, at Nissan Stadium. That's why we're not getting it, because it's a stadium tour, bro. I'm just saying, we couldn't do it at Simmons Bank.
Man, do that thing at Crump.
Yeah, we can't get... Like, she did the, Didn't she do, like, the, homecoming thing? Didn't she... Wasn't there, like, a documentary about that? Where she was doing, like, bands and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the HBCUs and stuff. Yeah.
So she can't do something for Melrose High once in a while or something?
That is so disappointing that we're not a big enough city to land Queen Bee.
Yeah. Not Barry. Really. Yeah, I mean,
we can get Chappelle and... Not really to you, fool.
She's not doing anything... I mean, she's doing Nissan Stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, Cardinal Stadium. She's
it's disappointing. We don't have the capacity. We don't
right,
have
I'll,
the facilities.
I'll say this.
It's just like you'll never get the All-Star Game because you don't have the downtown hotel rooms.
Right.
You will never get Queen Bee because we don't have the facility.
I'll say this. It is very disappointing that she's going to Louisville and not Memphis.
Louisville!
Louisville's getting one.
Trash!
At Cardinal Stadium, bro.
Paid for by Pepsi and Taco Bell, I'm assuming.
I don't know. Papa John's?
Pepsi owns it all, don't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a Pepsi town.
Well, then all we ever get in
KFC Yum
is
Center.
Pepsi.
Well, this KFC ain't
the,
Yum Center.
This ain't the KFC Yum Center.
But my thing is Pepsi is a big deal in that city. And that's what I'm saying. Pepsi paying that money, bringing her in here.
Yeah, Louisville's getting it, man. So,
Pepsi owns KFC, Taco Bell, all of it, don't they? Yeah, that's what I thought. Giant.
Yeah. So there you have it, man. Beyonce going on a world tour.
Yeah, yeah. You were the wrong person to deliver this news.
Also,
because you don't care.
Also, Lil Wayne's going on a tour, and we're also not getting him.
I don't care about that anymore.
He ain't coming to Memphis.
That, 5 years ago, again, 10 years ago, that'd been.
None of these people want to come to Memphis. None of these artists want to play in Memphis.
That is some real music right there, bro.
That you will never hear live in Memphis.
She just reinvents herself.
That you will never hear live in Memphis. Talk about that. I mean, discuss that for a second.
The only problem with that song is it's too short.
Yeah. But discuss the fact that how many artists do we have to see one after another shun the city of Memphis? Bro, the days of us getting... We used to have big acts all the time. And now those days are just so over.
I know it's sad. You got to go to the Ville to see them.
Yeah. Louisville, man.
Well, Nashville.
Now you were talking... Well, but Eitherville. Nashville or... You talking about some ice bollocks. That's some ice bollocks.
Yeah.
Right there.
Apply it in the right situation. That's ice bollocks.
Yeah.
Not like, what I'm saying about revisiting the big three, fool.
Yeah, no,
we need
right.
to get that corrected. Well, Riri, not Bosch.
Let me ask you this. Does the city of Memphis at some point say, we have to amend what we're doing because we're missing out on big acts? Like, is that something that you have to do?
That's...
You're losing Future. You're not getting Wayne. You're not getting Beyonce.
What am I doing here?
Pulling a gun? I don't know.
Yeah. Aren't you under the will of the FedEx form?
Well, yes, yes.
Yes, you are. What? You? And that's not changing, John. Yeah. The city doesn't get more power in that instance.
Yeah.
Well, you're at their mercy.
I mean, aren't you coming up for some negotiations or something? I mean, that's got to be part of it, man. Like, you got to give us a bone here because we're not getting anything. So, anyway.
Well, you hope they, maybe they'll throw us a bone.
It ain't
right
relevant.
Now, they get whatever they want.
It ain't relevant to Memphis, but Beyonce is going on a tour. I feel like she's come to Memphis in the past.
I think back in the day.
Yeah. No more.
I would have gone and seen her this time with my wife.
Yeah.
And I would have really enjoyed it.
People on Facebook say she's boring, though, to watch it in person.
Who says that?
Fans of Beyonce.
She puts on a show, fool.
I don't want to name anybody. I don't want to name anyone. I don't want to call them by name, but like I hear that she does not. She's not the most electric performer live. What I hear,
dude. If she,
I don't know. I've never seen.
If she came to Memphis and did Cuff It, I would be screaming like a little girl.
Really?
Yes!
Wow. So you just all the way a Beyonce stan. I'm not there with you.
Something wrong with you.
I mean, I respect her career, but, I mean, she really ain't been the same since that song with Jay-Z back in the day.
I'm talking to somebody got a thing for Halsey, talking about Queen Bee ain't all that she's cracked up to be. Man, get up out of my face!
Halsey is an artist, just so you know.
Man, stop!
Look it up, man. She can paint. Halsey can paint while she sings.
Halsey ain't even a princess. You talking about the queen.
Very impressive. There you go. No Memphis stop for Beyonce, but she's going on tour, the Renaissance World Tour. All right, we'll come back. Bobby Marks is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about the NBA trade deadline and more. Jason and John, 99.5 ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.